When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Oh My Dog with me, Jack D.
And me, Sean Walsh.
This is our weekly podcast where we reveal the most intimate, ridiculous details of our relationship with our beloved dogs.
I have the delightful, spirited Mildred Barrett, who is a cockapoo.
My streetwise best friend is Dolly, the long-haired chihuahua whom we rescued. This podcast sets out to answer the all-important questions like, how do you greet your dog? Do you kiss your dog on the mouth? Does your dog sleep in your bed? And so on.
Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of our chats with our equally dog-obsessed guests who roll over and tell all.
You are very much part of this podcast too, and we want to hear from you. You can get in touch by emailing us at hello@omdpod.com.
And find us on Instagram at omdpod. So give us a shout and follow us on social media too. Hello, Jack.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm sorry.
That's what I want to know, because I'm worried. Is everything okay now? You've had some trouble?
Okay, well, obviously we're starting, we're 15 minutes behind because I got locked out.
Bad luck. How did that happen?
Well, actually, Grace has got okay. me into the...
Okay, yeah. So she, your girlfriend's fault.
No, so what Grace has got me into this habit of... Do you and Jane do this? She's got me into this habit of, if both of us are going out, then only one of us need the keys.
What do you mean she got
you... Oh, that's
you
Grace.
Into, what do you mean, Jack, she got I've, you into I've that got... habit? Did she say... was that something that you discussed on a walk? You know what, Sean? I think only I should have a key. And then I'll let you in when I feel like it. What's happened? What has happened?
Well, look, this is live. Grace is calling. The bell's going. I finally got the keys off Grace, but I've now got to let Grace in because I ran back for this.
Please don't let the podcast get in the way of, you know, your domestic situation. You'd be better let Grace in. I'll just wait here. It's fine. Okay, mate. Yeah. Oh, no. For listeners, whilst Sean is letting Grace in, why this is poignant to me is that I got up at 4:30 this morning and drove back from Leicester to get home to do the podcast. And then I get this weepy text from Sean saying he's locked himself out with a frankly pathetic picture of his dog at the door, sort of looking embarrassed.
Okay. Calm down.
Anyway, he's back.
Just one sec.
This is...
Okay. Oh, God.
I really never thought it would be like this, doing a podcast.
Oh, this is too much. I can't handle this. Hello.
You can't handle it? Okay. Well, you know, just let's see if we can help you through the morning a bit. You're back in. Grace is back in.
Yeah.
I can hear Mildred's there as well. Everything's happy now, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's great.
I think Grace might be coming. Is she coming? Are you? Is everything all right? Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm a naughty boy.
Yeah.
There we go.
I think someone had to say it.
So what's happened is
we've
left the house this morning and we've one set of keys, which is a bad habit I've gotten into, that if the couple is going out, we're only taking one set of keys because we're both going out, which I've got... That's an end now. That's an end
to that. So when you were out, you said, okay, Grace, see you later. not thinking, oh, she's got the keys?
Well, she then dropped it on me that she was going to collect some photos from Snappy Snaps.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And you said, okay, well, you go and do that and I'll go back and do the podcast with Jack.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I took Mildred,
mm-hmm.
and then it took me getting to the front door to... And I knew, you know, that thing where you don't even have to check your pockets, you just get to the door and go, I've not got the keys.
Yeah, that's just instinct. Just pure...
I've got an instinct for these things.
Yeah.
It's like a sixth sense.
You need to get your instinct to kick in about 20 minutes earlier when you say goodbye to Grace on the street. That's when you need that instinct.
So I panicked.
You panicked.
Obviously, I panicked. Our listeners won't know this, but we're behind schedule because I was ill a couple of weeks back.
We've got two to do today, so that's why I had to get back, because I couldn't be all day in Leicester doing these. That's where I was. Anyway.
What time did you have to leave Leicester?
It doesn't matter. I was filling the listeners in while you were getting the door just then, because neither of you seem to have a key. So, yeah, I got up at 4:30, Sean.
I got up at 4:30.
Because I knew I had to get home. And I thought, but you know when you set the alarm and you wake up really early because you know you got up, but you wake up annoyingly early. So I thought, well, instead of just staring at hotel ceiling, I'll just get on the road and go. And it was so much traffic at 4:30 in the morning. The M1 was just clogged. Unbelievable. Full of lorries and vans. But the main thing is I got here on time. And that's what I care about.
So yes, well, yeah, and I had to, I see, I've taken everyone down with me because I had to contact my friend Michelle and say, look, I can't get hold of Grace.
Yeah.
Do you have the spare keys? So she left where she was to come back,
right,
to give me the keys. Then Grace got back in touch with me.
Yeah.
Then I had to let Michelle know that she didn't have to come back, so Michelle then had to get off the bus and go back to where she was.
Oh, so you've inconvenienced Michelle as well. I mean, she had to get on a bus to get to you, to let you in, to your house.
This is it.
Yeah. This is what happens, you know, chaos. It's very contagious. It spreads, and you're the epicenter of it.
I know.
How was Mildred? Oh. How did she take to it? She looked pretty forlorn on the front door. You sent a picture, and she looked... She looked like she's saying, I don't know why this happens, you know.
Okay, I don't think I told you this bit.
Mm.
She probably looked forlorn because it happened yesterday as well.
Oh, what do you mean it happened yesterday? Doesn't it stay in your mind and, you know, that, oh. didn't you at any point think, you know, oh, bye, Grace. Yeah, hope it goes well at Snappy Snaps. And then the memory of what happened yesterday didn't kick in immediately. Oh, key. Must have a key. I bet Mildred was thinking, you haven't got the key, you idiot. I bet she was thinking that all the way back. I know what's going to happen now. Anyway.
And now that you say that, she was, when I was walking to the house, she was pulling for Grace. She was trying to get back to Grace, which she's out of the habit of.
She was trying to tell you something. You're going to need the key. We can't do this. It happened yesterday. What makes you think your front door has changed? It still needs that bit of metal that you put in and turn. I say give Mildred a key. That's the thing.
I know. I think I might get her a key and put it on her...
On her collar, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that never going wrong.
Oh.
Anyway.
I don't know how you do this. Do you? I don't know how you just get through this.
Well, you're speaking to me about rhetorically. Yeah. Or, yeah, yeah. What, dealing with you? What do you mean? How do I get through what?
Like life without this happening.
Oh,
this
okay, is... yeah, yeah. No, that's a fair question. I don't think anyone does. But I think the same thing to happen 2 days in a row, that's quite an achievement. You know, I've locked myself out like 18 years ago or something. It hasn't happened since. You know, you do it once and you know it's a bad situation.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, doesn't matter.
It's an awful situation. Because obviously it happens quite a lot. And what I do is I don't like people spotting that I'm locked out. That's the embarrassing bit.
It's unavoidable that people are going past thinking, oh, look, they're thinking, that poor dog, you know. She looks so embarrassed.
It's probably creepier. I wait across the road.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
It doesn't make any sense.
So that, so that it just looks like you're hanging around rather than locked out like a loser. God. That doesn't work. Never mind.
I need a spa day.
The awful thing is, the unworthy part of me is now hoping you do it again tomorrow.
Well,
when it won't affect me, but it will simply inconvenience you. Yeah, I hope it happens 3 days in a row. I think that would be brilliant.
Oh, it's not totally out of the question.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe I could give you a spare key. Would you mind?
I'll happily look after the key for you. I might as well, frankly. I mean, it's more convenient than letting Grace have it and wander around London. You know, at least you'll know where it is.
Yes, anyway. Precisely. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. I'm good, thanks. Yeah, we went for a walk on the beach on the seafront a couple of weeks ago now, because I haven't spoken to you for a bit. And it was one of those stormy days. You know, sometimes you read about people who get swept away when they're walking along the seafront, and it, because it's a stormy day and they can't resist it. So they go. And they get a bit too close and they get swept away. And of course, you just think, oh, well, you know, what an idiot. I mean, that's going to happen, isn't it? Well, that is what happened to me. Honestly, it's pretty damn scary when it happens. Honestly, Jane and I were walking along and there was no big spray or anything coming up over the seawall or anything like that. We were walking along. We had Dolly on the backpack. And literally out of nowhere, this wall of water just dumped itself on us. Jane and I describe it in exactly the same way. It was just like suddenly we were walking in water. It was just extraordinary. We were drenched as if we'd been in the sea, actually. That's what it was. And then poor Dolly's in this backpack on the thing on the back.
No.
She was drenched. She looked like a drowned rat. It was so sad. I must put a picture of that on the Instagram.
Have you got a photo?
Yeah, I did take a picture of her.
Brilliant.
So I will do that, but it just goes to show.
So you're like one of those couples from one of those news items.
That you think, well, you know, that's no great loss to humanity, is it? You know, someone sees a storm and decides to head for the sea, you know. And then I found myself doing it. This is what happens when two thick people make a podcast. Come together and talk about the moronic things they've done. Yeah. I bought a pizza. And I sat on it. So anyway.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Let's get on with our guest because I'm
excited.
We've
got the voice note first. Maybe we'll do the voice note afterwards, shall we?
All right. Then if you like, yes, we're going to run out of time otherwise, yeah.
You're right, because you were holding us up.
So I'm excited for this episode, despite the slightly difficult start we've had. We can put that behind us now, can't we, and move on, because we have got a brilliant guest, and I'm looking forward to talking to Kevin Bishop to talk about his dog and his
guys,
dog.
Guys, sorry, I'm really sorry. There seems to be a bit of a problem.
No,
we don't have Kevin at the moment.
Is he locked out? We've got to make a podcast at some point, guys. What? I mean,
do you mean he's what at all?
He's not contactable. He hasn't joined us, which is what usually happens by this stage.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that either he's, I don't know, he's just forgotten or something.
So this is the guest that I recommended.
It is. He's a friend of yours, is he, Kevin? I know Kevin. He's a nice guy. I don't know him that
He was a friend.
Because he's been making a film or something. Is he in LA or something?
He's been promoting this, this film, Some Other Hood.
Right.
So he's been out in LA. So he wanted... He wanted to do the interview at 11:30 because he was jet lagged.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's coming over from LA, and I don't know if he's still asleep, but I can't get hold of him at the moment.
I think he's asleep.
Yeah.
Well, I've texted him and there's only one tick, so it's not going through.
So his phone isn't on or anything, is it?
No. No.
Can you guys fill?
Oh yeah, that's easy. Yeah, we can we can do that.
I feel like, I imagine he's very busy, and I don't think you'll mind me saying this, I don't think he's the type of person that maybe has an organised diary.
Or it's a stroke of PR genius that by not turning up for the podcast, he knows we'll have to talk about him for 20 minutes and instead of his dog and speculate as to why he's not made it here. Oh, he's in LA with his, making a film with Jennifer Saunders and Adam Deacon, or... Yeah, he's making a new Kevin Bishop show, so that's why he can't be here. And so we're just constantly referencing him for 20 minutes solid.
So what do we do?
I think we just...
What do we do? I don't know what...
Juniper, stop.
Oh, that's Sarah's dog. That's Sarah, the producer's dachshund puppy, was making a noise. I don't know what with.
She's ripping
the skirting. This is like Fawlty Towers doing a podcast. This is absolute chaos.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Look, we've got Juniper joining us.
I feel responsible.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Well, I asked Kevin, and now, and as well, why I feel even more responsible is that now that he's not turned up, it now doesn't surprise me.
Uh-huh. Because
so I feel like I should have foreseen
this. You know, he's that busy and he might forget this podcast.
And maybe I should have texted him last. You know how, I don't imagine you're this type of person, Jack, but for me, as a rule, and I know it's slightly different as it's a podcast and it's not strictly a social gathering, but as a rule, if you organise to meet a friend, in this day and age, you have to text on the day before or the morning of and say, are you still up for today? Yeah. But you probably don't have that, do you?
No, I would do that. Absolutely would do that. Just to double check that things are still, especially with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, I would.
Yes. That's a rule.
I think everyone does that now, don't they? Yeah.
Well, they don't. I've had a situation recently where I was walking Mildred in Hyde Park, and then I looked at my phone and I had 13 missed calls from a friend. And I called back and I said, what's wrong? And he said, I'm outside your house.
Like you were this morning.
Yeah. And I said, I know that situation. I know exactly how you feel.
You had forgotten, had you?
Well, this is the thing. This is what I'm saying. I don't count it as forgotten. It's not forgotten. If you've not texted to say, if there has not been an exchange that morning or the night before saying, are you still up for tomorrow or are you still on for today?
Yeah.
That, for me, in this day and age, doesn't count as forgotten. That's, why have you turned up at my house, you psycho?
You like the constant reassurance that there's a plan and that everyone is sticking to it.
No, the point is that we live in an age where you make plans. Everyone makes plans. But that you for me, when a plan is made, I take it as granted as that's not happening. We're just saying words.
Yeah.
No plan is happening until you get the text, are you still on for today or are you still on for tomorrow? And then at that point, when that has been confirmed, then it is happening. Until that, it is not happening.
And yet this morning, we thought that we had got this, you know, Hollywood star, let's face it. And although we've had no contact with him for the last 4 months or something, we still assumed it was going to happen. Well, I think we're punching above our weight here, aren't we? Trying to get these people.
Well, this is what I'm saying. That's why I feel guilty, because I didn't stick to my own rule.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, I should have texted him saying, you're still on for tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. And then we would have known. So I apologize.
I can't help but notice we've been joined by Juniper, Sarah's adorable.
Exactly.
Adorable puppy. How is she getting on, Sarah?
At least she turns up.
She does. She turns up. She's a good guest.
She's doing really well.
Oh.
Yeah. She's doing really well. We've managed to get her to a point of sleeping in the crate.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'll stay up with her. One of us does the late night and one of us does the early morning. And it's kind of working. So that's really helpful, because lack of sleep wasn't good for anybody.
Right, yeah.
But she's doing so well. And from tomorrow, she can go for walks.
That's going to be great.
But we're so in love with her because she's just adorable.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
She's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. She's so cute.
There you go. Yeah.
And it is like, I did this love comes out of you, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it's extraordinary.
I knew we'd love her, but I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't expecting this level.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens.
It's so lovely.
Really great. When you say you stay up late with her and then one of you gets up early, what's that mean? You stay up with her while she's in her crate and goes to sleep?
No, so I'll get her to sleep probably around midnight. She's been asleep already, but then I'll get her up to have a wee and stuff, and she has a bit of a run round. She has a crazy hour of chewing everything.
Yeah.
And then she calms down again, and then get her to sleep, put her in the crate. She's not crying now when she goes in. She just settles in. And yeah, it's amazing. And then we'll get up, you know, around six. And she's been okay. She's been fine. And then she comes out and starts her morning. She sleeps a lot, so there's a lot of sleeping during the day.
That's good.
Yes.
I'm so pleased it's got to this point.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And how are the kids?
Oh, they love her so much. They can't get over her.
Yes.
It's just like the look of wonder on their faces when they're playing with her. And it's just this adorable little creature that they've fallen in love with as well. Oh, it's so lovely. It's really so heartwarming.
Yeah, she is a particularly sweet looking dog as well, really absolutely adorable.
Yeah, because I took her to the vet to get her second jab, and four women, so two women on reception, one goes, oh, I've got a phone so-and-so. She gave this woman a call and she came downstairs. She was like, oh, can I take a picture? And it was like this crowd of women. I'm thinking, we're at the vets, they're used to seeing animals all the time. There's not going to be a particular scene here. And they were all over her taking photos. And I was really taken aback by that. Really surprised. So I told them about Oh My Dog. So we got four more listeners that day.
Oh, good, 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 good. That's great.
Well, we've probably lost them.
By now, yeah. Did you mention we have amazing guests?
This is the episode that Sean ruined for being late and then his guest didn't show up.
I can't believe this. That's the last time I'm left responsible for having guests. That's it for me. I retire booking the guests.
Don't be put off. Don't be put off.
Can I just say that, how have you done that with the crates? Because we're kind of slightly having to go through a little retrain with Mildred.
Right.
Because with, you know, the emergence, if you will, of Wilder, Mildred's excitement, you know, say when I get home or when Grace gets home and Wilder's there, it's creating a bit of difficulty. And so we're having to kind of go, oh God, this is, you know, so say the doorbell goes.
Mm-hmm.
And Wilder's in bed. You know, there's been a couple of times where Mildred's nearly landed on Wilder jumping to the door, you know. So it's just awkward. Nothing, you know, nothing aggressive, of course. But just, you know, accidentally landing on her. It's been close. We go, whoa, Mildred. So we're having to kind of almost retrain her. And like last night, I didn't really sleep because Mildred, I don't mind her next to me in bed. I can sleep when she's next to me in bed. But last night she slept like in between my legs.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable, that. Isn't it? Because you can't move. You're pinned
down. Uncomfortable.
On top of the duvet. It's quite a clever to do that. You're absolutely stuffed.
Yes.
You mentioned this a few weeks ago, and we didn't really discuss it, about Mildred's overexcitement and kind of almost competing with the attention that Wilder is getting.
Yes.
I remember when we had Russell Cain on as our guest, and he's got Colin the pug, and Russell Cain has this thing that he actually doesn't make eye contact or acknowledge Colin. When he comes in, he makes sure that he's hung his coat up, he's sat down, and then he'll say, hello, Colin. And Colin knows that that's the order of things. Now, I think we both thought that felt quite draconian, but I can understand it now. Can you, in the perspective of your experience?
Totally.
Yeah.
I have thought of Russell a couple of times since because we're trying that. And what we're trying is she jumps up and down and we don't give her any attention until she's sat. So it's just sit until she's sat and then stroke her, because it's just becoming a bit slightly overbearing with the baby as well.
Yeah, I think you'll have to be consistent with that.
Yes. And you know, you talked about the attention there that I mentioned in the past with her kind of competing for attention with the baby. If I look at Wilder, my daughter, and I make a little kiss sound and I go, like that, Mildred will jump from wherever she is
right
to get that attention, because that's what I used to exclusively give to her. So it's just a bit, I do feel a bit guilty as well, because you're having to kind of restrain the love and the excitement that you want to give your dog. You're actually having to go, well, I can't do this. And Mildred, what will she think? Will she think that I'm suddenly now neglecting her? Because I'm not.
So my guess is it would be psychologically, it would be unkind to completely cut her out straight away. She just wouldn't know what she'd done wrong. But very, very gradually, I think you can recalibrate it. Do you think that would make sense? So that you can make sure she knows that she's loved and gets the attention, but just bit by bit, let it swing the other way so that Wilder is kind of the number one focus of attention. And I bet she'll get used to it that way. That's my guess.
Well, we'll see.
It would be interesting. We should, if there are listeners out there who've got tips on any of that stuff, it would be nice to hear. We get some great voice notes and they're very, very funny. People talking about their voices and their songs that they have for their dogs. But actually, it would be nice to hear some practical stuff as well. It'd be really good if anyone's got some good advice for Sean or for me, because, you know, I'm probably a lost cause, really, because Dolly is. She's a 13-year-old, you know, and she's not going to really change her ways now. And I don't think we're going to do much towards making that happen either.
How do you get back the respect of your dog after taking it to a storm and soaking it?
It's a very fair question. It is, you know, because she did have that look in thinking, I thought you were smarter than that. I just didn't know you were those kind of people, you know? Yeah, it's true. We're apologizing to her all day when she milked it, of course. She milked it.
Want to temporarily restore definition in your jawline where it's been lost over time? With Juvederm Volux XC, you can get a non-surgical jawline treatment that adds volume for a smooth contour and to reduce the appearance of jowls in one in-office treatment with little downtime. Juvederm Volux XC injectable gel is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's J-U-V-E-D. Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergic to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
So, Sarah, how have you gone about training Juniper to stay in the crate?
Well, we did the first sort of 5 or 6 nights where somebody would be sleeping on the couch. So she wasn't on her own through the night. And then eventually it just got to the point, because my husband was away, I was just like, I can't. I need some sleep tonight. So we just did the 6 hours. And that's basically how we've got there. And I do think as well, Sean, it's a bit on the personality of the dog as well, isn't it? Because Mildred is a lovely, excitable, joyful dog, and so, you know, that's part of her personality. And I think with Juniper we've just been really lucky that she seems to be very, like, well, she's still very young, so we'll see what her personality's like, but she seems quite chilled and quite you know, there's a bit of crying, but that's kind of stopped now at night. And I just think she's kind of fitting in well with us. So at the moment we're just enjoying that. We'll see, we'll take it as it comes, but she does seem to fit in with what we want, and it's brilliant.
Lovely.
It's great.
I'm sure you're right about the nature of the dog itself is kind of key to it. And sometimes breed as well. That's what we've noticed with Chihuahuas. I mean, what people call them, you know, toy dogs. And sometimes we find that slightly problematic term. But really their job, like sheepdogs, their job is to herd and, you know, gather. And other types of dogs, their job is to protect. But really, when you get a really small dog, their job really is to be loved and to love and just to be petted. And that's what they're there for. And in many ways, that's the nicest, that's the nicest thing to have a dog for, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yes. Mm. Is it? Am I right that your dog... Oh, it's not going upstairs, is it, Sarah?
No, because similar to, I can't remember who said it, but, oh, it was Rob Beckett. When you've got carpets upstairs and they're not, you know, toilet trained, it's just not the ideal thing. So that's why downstairs we've got wooden floors. So it's just easier from that perspective.
Much. Yeah, yeah.
And she seems to like it. And we've got a nice garden for her to go and explore. So she's getting all her, you know, sniffing out desires all met, you know, so that's going well.
I was with someone yesterday and they said that the sausage dogs can't, I'm sticking with sausage dogs. It's not good to let them go upstairs. It's not good for their back.
Yeah, that's the other thing. So I sent you guys a photo of something we've got. You know, we always ask, are they allowed on the furniture or not? Well, I purposefully got her little steps to go up on the couch because I was worried about her back.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, I was worried about her back. So that's what I'm thinking as well. It's just easier to keep her down here. She can get up on the furniture and, yeah, it's her little domain, really. She's taken over completely downstairs.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, to start like that is a terrific beginning to it. Did you put a stair gate across or does she just knows she can't go up there?
Well, we keep the doors closed. The kitchen and lounge are kind of connected and then there's two doors from the kitchen and one going from the lounge and she can't get out. So we just keep her in there like that. Yeah.
That's really easy. That's good.
And she's so small. She's so tiny.
Yeah.
You know? It's just lovely. It's like, you know, the garden must seem massive to her because she's so small. But she darts around the garden. She's so fast. So there's absolutely no way when we start taking her out, she's got no recall or anything like that. So we'd never take her off the lead, not for a long time, I don't think.
You don't want to do that yet. And I suppose, would you do a bit of training in the garden, see if that works?
Yeah. Well, I've tried doing the sit thing, but it's not really going anywhere. Just like she'll sit if she wants to and she gets a treat. But it's not... because I've told her to. So I don't know how we'll get to that point. But at the moment, she's so easy. It doesn't feel like she needs training.
No.
I know we have to. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, she's really good. So I don't know quite how to start with that.
Yeah. I mean, Mildred, she's so excitable that you kind of, it sounds like, you know, you have control. And also if you didn't have control, it wouldn't be the end of the world because actually you've got a calm dog. So it's fine. Mildred is... it's chaos if you let, you know, if she's on one. Yeah. We took her to Hampstead yesterday? Oh, we went on a little day trip to Hampstead. And for some reason, we turned into this little square and she just was barking. There was no, and we couldn't find the rhyme or reason as to why she was barking. She was going absolutely mad, trying to get her to sit, then picking her up. But she, sometimes I don't know what she's going
through. She's got overexcited or something and then, you know.
Yes.
But going back to the Dachshund thing, because we had two Dachshunds before Dolly, Walter and Darcy. They were smooth-haired standard Dachshunds. And they're not really biddable in terms of you can't teach them stuff, but they will go along with what you ask them to do if they think it's a good idea. That's the first thing. Or if they think it's reasonable. And I put that...
That's good. I'm just going to Google biddable. Cheers.
It's nothing to do with auctions. we let them off the lead. They never left our side, either of them. I mean, they just would walk with you. That was it. Aww. Seemed to me that was why we're going for a walk. We're walking together. Occasionally, Walter would be a bit more curious and he'd go, but he'd always come back because Darcy wouldn't leave us and he was devoted to Darcy. So that was the thing. Having said that, our first Dachshund called Barney was a little bit naughtier. But that's another story for another day.
He was the one with the teddy bears, wasn't he?
He was the one with the teddy bears. And he was the one, he got arrested as well in Battersea Park. He did. He got arrested because we lost him in Battersea Park. And some woman found him anyway, or we don't know quite what happened. But anyway, this woman who found him tried to pull him out of the mud or something. And she claimed that he nipped her. But I think she was being a bit too much of a busybody, if I'm honest. I really do. And he didn't like that anyway. So she then called the police, the parks police, and said, oh, there's a dog on the loose that's bitten me. So they come and arrested Barney. And then, because he had a thing around his neck.
Was it the actual police or was it dog police?
No, it's proper police. It's proper police, you know. And they ring me up and say, we've got your dog, you know, Barney. He's in the nick. And I had to go, he's in a little, you know, he's behind bars when I went to get him. And he was like looking at
Did you have to have a phone call with him through a window?
As a guy, I'll get you out of here, son, you'll see. And and he looked all sorry. He did. He was looking, I'm sorry about this. I don't know what happened. And so anyway, I bailed him out and he came home. And that was, well, we were, you know, we were glad to see him again. We thought we'd lost him forever. But even the police admitted that the person who reported him was one of these kind of nuisance people who think that they need to do something because they see a dog running around. But actually, if she'd left him alone, he probably would have just come back to us.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe that is massively ungrateful that, and she did help him out. I don't know. I'd like to think that she was being a pest and snitched my dog up. Yeah. No one likes a grass. Anyway.
Well, you've got all of that to look forward to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what we could do as a send-off for this special episode of Oh My Dog? Special.
Very planned.
Special edition.
Yeah, yeah. Special surprise episode. Guestless. And the surprise is there's no guest. What a rip-off this podcast is. Go on, what are you going to say, Sean?
Isn't it lucky we're making no money from this as well? And I don't know why.
Now, laughing all the way to the food bank.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Oh, what is Oh My Dog? Well, they, you know, they get a guest on and they talk about dogs. I mean, sometimes there's not a guest.
Yeah, because they don't turn up.
Sometimes one of the presenters is late because he gets locked out of his house. Yeah, I don't really know what it is, actually.
It's just a shambles.
Maybe it's called Oh My Dog because it's what a podcast would be like if it was managed by dogs.
You could just have dogs barking for half an hour. Well, yeah.
I was going to say, we do have a voice note that we've not listened to, and maybe it'd be nice to just go out on that.
We could do. We do like to say at the end what we normally say is thank you for listening to Oh My Dog. Every week we get all these insights from our guests, but not this week. We hope you're enjoying getting to know a different side of them through their relationship with their dogs, even though that didn't happen this week.
Yes, and don't forget to get in touch by emailing us at hello@omdpod.com and find us on Instagram at @omdpod. Please do that so that we have some content to do episodes with. Loads of extra content and videos there. And you can send us your voice notes, please, so that we have some.
Yes, please. And please don't forget to give us a 5-star review. Wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, a dog is for life, not just for podcasts. Oh, what a disaster.
Shall I play the voice note?
Yes, please. Yeah,
yeah, I'll play the voice note. Yeah. This voice note is from Mary in Hampshire, and she's sent us her dog's voice. Over to you, Mary.
Hi there. My name is Mary, and my dog is called Holly. She's a Staffy and she's 18, and this is her voice. Hello there, nice to meet you. Yes, I'm Bert, and my hobbies are chicken, snacks, stealing food. I like going to the pub. I've been known to take a couple of the boys round the back of the bar in my day. Enough said about that. Right, I'm off. See ya.
That's brilliant. Thank you. Thank you, Mary in Hampshire. I can honestly say I think that was the most professional part of this podcast.
I think I've just lost my job. Goodbye.